Interesting. May God bless us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's why sometimes there are traps. I've seen them myself. Small pictures like this, that is false. Because they mix the sacred things and the profanes. Pictures that they send on WhatsApp. And this thing, they let the believer to depart from anointment or from faith and the Spirit of God. For this reason, we have to be careful with these things. I told it to Philippa. They are false, these things. Either you have faith, either not. So it cannot be that I have to accept these small pictures of message on WhatsApp, but the Lord grants grace. May God help us to remain truly under the blessed anointment of God, because it's important, the anointment of the Holy Spirit. This morning we speak a little bit about it, and if it's God will, we enter also in the prophetic word, because we have it upon our heart. I believe we speak about it. The nation, they rejected the counsel of God towards themselves, even though they have seen the sign of this last prophet, but they put it aside. They did not take all things that God gave as promise to his people, because God made promises. And then they went over these promises and they did not see. They took what was evident to them, what you could see with your eyes, but they left aside other things. They rejected the counsel of God, as is written in Luke 7, verse 30. They rejected the counsel of God towards themselves, this plan of redemption, that complete plan to reach to the main promise, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. Not just the heart of the father to the son, but also of the son to the father. So the return to the original. The return to the original. That's also what Brother Carmelo was saying. There are some stuff they became habit for us, hold to us, because we are listening and we make things an habit. This is the beginning of the spirit of denomination, is a spirit of Nicolaitan. And this spirit stops the action of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And that's also, we stop the faith of rapture, because today is about that faith. For this reason, we won't pray to the Lord. Let's bow our head and come before the Word of God. We make a short prayer for the Lord to anoint His word. Wonderful Heavenly Father, what we heard did well in our heart. You are among us present. That is the demonstration that you are always in the midst of your church. You are not a denomination. You are not something that we get used with, but you are a unique things. You are spontaneous. And when you come, you put all things at their place. And we come, you came to us in this last time with your prophet, and you put everything at a place, at its place. Thank you to have blessed our heart, anoint our heart. You know our needs of all of us, and also those who are listening now, and those who will listen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that everything may touch where there is a need, and for you to intervene, for the glory of your name, manifest yourself as you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Manifest thyself today as you already done. Speak to us as you are still doing, and glorify thy name, the name of Jesus Christ, the one we love. And we desire him more than all things in the world. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us read in John, then 1 John. You see how the Lord lead perfectly, and I believe it. We cannot be a denomination, because the denomination, I don't know how to say it, but it's something like a mechanic thing. They prepare, they organize, but God is the one who speak at the moment. He's the one who quicken, and he's the one who grants grace. He always put oil in our lamp for it to burn, to permit us to reach the rapture, let us read in 1 John chapter 2. We read them already, some verses here in Samuel Lombardo. And I want to come a little bit back to this thing, to see how the Lord continue to prepare us to arrive to till the end. Is in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. When we speak about the message of the end time, oh, everyone have seen this man of God. They've seen the action of God, miracles and wonders taking place in this ministry, but they did not recognize. They did not recognize that through this manifestation that God was preparing something for the church. And a lot, they went behind, or they've been left behind, or they depart. And they did not continue. And then their love was made works, and was made cold. As we spoke on Wednesday with the story of 1977, because many were thinking that Brother Branham said that or predict that, but it was not. So after that 1977, they went out, they depart. They were not of us. Because if they were of us, they're supposed to remain. They're supposed to remain in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ. But we know now that the one who received the duty or the task to lead us, it was Brother Frank. So we have to say things exactly the way they are. And I continue now, verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have now written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lies is of the truth. You see, this anointment, this unction must dwell. This is perfect for the love not to be works, for the life of Christ to continue to dwell in his body, and in the body of the believer, and in the church of Jesus Christ. This thing must be there, must dwell there. You know, I come to you, I come at your place, then I stay, I remain with you. To dwell means to live in that place. It's important, this word, dwelling. So God has to grant us grace for him to be in our life. And that is the thing that will conserve us or keep us from all the traps. Because there are a lot of traps. Because it's written, if it was possible, also the elect would have been seduced. The traps are making a like believer to fall. So when you start taking things like an habit, routine, you say, yeah, I know, yeah, you know, I know that how it these things, and you start losing the efficacy of strength that stimulate or that quicken the faith, because you have forsook that position. For this reason, that is what is taking place today. For this God, he searched for a people, his people, and for this, and is edifying these people till the end. We continue reading. It's like Brother Carmelo this morning while he was reading. It was like he contacted me, or we talked before to agree about the word that we are reading now, because Brother Carmelo first talked about this word. Then now verse 24, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he had promised us, even eternal life. So an experience after another experience. So we don't stop at the first experience. We don't stop at the beginning, but continue till we reach be in the presence of God, and where God accomplishes all what he has said, and it finished the his plan with his heart, then the great tribulation will take place. We'll talk about it later. And it's also written here, to those who seduce you, so we receive this anointment, and this anointment is in the message, the last end message, where God himself made a promise for the heart of the son to go back to the father. He made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he continue till this last message. He's making the same promise for us to reach the hand and the accomplishment or the fulfillment of the plan of God for his church and for the church of Christ. 1 John 2:25. And this is 27. But the anointing which ye receive of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man to teach you. You see, this is what we have to receive. The anointment that was upon Brother Branham and now is upon Brother Frank is the same anointment that is upon the bride and is upon this word. And this is the two anointment. And in this position, you and me, we'll meet with the Lord. In this position, we cannot be lose or cannot be lost. God is showing us the traps. As someone said when he came to Christ, he said, there are a lot of traps. There are many traps. So the devil has put a lot of traps, but God is setting us free. He's setting us free because of this anointment. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and it is true, and is not lie, and even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. You know, as the brother say, before the beginning, there was this first contact. There was this fire. It was an anointment. It was coming from above. upon the believer, upon the elect, upon the chosen one, upon the son or daughter of God. And this anointment continue his work in the work. We do not know how many years, but one thing is true, that's what he has promised, he will fulfill it. If we dwell in under this anointment, under this control, under his control and under his anointment. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence. And you see, that's what we are waiting for. We are waiting for his return, this glorious event that will take place, because we see still Israel. We touch also here, this point, in this, we go in this way. Everything that takes place now is under control of God. That's why democracy, a woman, as Brother Branham said it in his prophecy, that has to take place, and now is taking place. Why? Because now is the moment. Now is the time. For this reason, Trump finished his mandate in a way, his work in a certain way. He finished his work, but it's true also that he came back. He can come back, but we know that God established already all things, because Trump was the author of the treaty between Arab countries and Israel. And here I wrote down a note with Bahrain. The treaty was with Bahrain, with Arabi. This Abrahamic covenant. It was like another covenant with Abraham. That's what Trump has made. That is before this peace and security has to take place. That's what human being want to do. Let us come back. I want to come back in what we have read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 now. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. This coming, written in 1 Thessalonians, verse 4, we read it. The event of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is a glorious event. We have to be careful. That's why there are many mentions in the house of my Father. And when all things will be ready, I will come and take you. And is the time that the Lord is accomplishing his word. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which shall sleep, that ye sorrow not, even as other which have not hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So it's true that the resurrection will take place. It's true that the dead in Christ will resurrect. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead of Christ shall rise first. The dead of Christ, you see, they shall rise first. That is true. Though they are sleeping, they are sleeping. They are in another dimension. They are resting there till till when the voice will come, and then we'll meet the Lord all together in the heaven. And the dead of Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with this word. So we see that the Bible says that the Lord will come as a thief when you're not waiting for it. But if we read in chapter 5 now, verse 3, for when they shall peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. That's why today people are talking about peace and safety. That is the way that we can see it already with Israel, with the Arabic countries. Then also other nations will come. So we can say that is just the beginning, or the way is open, a door is open for other Arabic country to enter. So this covenant, you see this woman that represents America, she's evil, as Brother Branham say, and she had a power. It's like the power of the church that we find in Revelation in chapter 13. That is the power of that church. Revelation chapter 13. You see, in verse 11. Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns. It was not coming from the sea, but it was coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. She seems like a lamb. She seems like she's meek. She's calm, but she spake as a dragon. And teaching the way of governing, the way of governing America. All actions are like a dragon that speak. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. You see? So the authority, that's why the Pope came to congratulate Trump. Trump as the spirit of people, like of American people. It's true that everyone has his own character, but there are two different kind of spirit between Trump and the Pope. Now we continue reading. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, etc. You see, the authority, the strength that was upon the beast, upon this beast, which seems to be like a lamb, but speaks as a dragon, that's what is being prepared now. I will come back here later on. I wanted to talk a little bit about this resurrection in Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20. As we touch a little bit on Wednesday, we touch it a little bit on Wednesday. When we are talking about the white throne, let us see now that there is a resurrection to come before the kingdom of a millennium kingdom. Isn't is It doesn't have anything to do with the rapture, because the bride at that time is already in the celestial, in the heavenly place for the Lamb's Supper. Or where two prophets, they be there for the 144,000, they will be sealed. During this time of peace and safety, there be these two witnesses, as is written in Revelation 11. So there will be a sealing upon the 144,000. Pardon me if I'm jump here and there. I'm going the way the Lord lead me or put in my heart. Let's take First Revelation chapter 7. Let's take Revelation chapter 7. It's speaking about people coming from the Great Tribulation. Here from verse 4. Revelation 7, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. For information for brothers who are still in confusion, we see here Dan, that Dan is part of the tribe of Israel. I wrote down some verses of the scripture in Genesis. So the 12 tribes of Israel, there was Dan, but Dan is not here anymore. But we see Joseph and Benjamin, but there are still 12 tribes. So where Joseph? The other place of Joseph was Ephraim. Dan was put aside. In Ezekiel, we can read Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 2 Kings 17 for Ephraim. If 1 Chronicle, Hosea, 1 Kings 12. He's talking about Ephraim that went into idolatry. Then we come back when there be another temple, the tribe of Dan will be there. There will be again the repartition of the land that God gave. Are you there? Have you understood? So here now, in the 144,000, Dan is not here. He's not going to take part of the 144,000. He's not going to take part to the capture. To the rapture and to the Lamb's Supper. Those who are going to pass through Great Tribulation, they won't have part to the Lamb's Supper. So also for Dan, I can give a passage. Jeremiah 4:4, Judge 18. Dan, because of Jeroboam, because God made the promise to Solomon, if you stay, you remain faithful to the word, I believe Israel won't be divided. But when Jeroboam, the son of Solomon, came to the power without asking and advices from the elders, and that's what is taking still place today. Instead of asking advice or counsel from the elders, but he went to ask to the young people. And Jeroboam, the son of Solomon, he took under his leadership 10 tribes and the other 2 tribes. So Jeroboam took 10 tribes and Roboam 2. We all know these stories. So I wanted just to say, at a certain time, they did not want that Israel to continue to adore, instead to go, as is written, instead to go to adore in Jerusalem. They say, they will leave this land. So he made two idols, and God did not forgive them. Did not forgive them. But I'm not here. The new repartition during the millennium in Ezekiel 47, Revelation 19, we see again the 12 tribes. For this reason, you see, when you do not listen to the word of God, or you do not search in the scripture, you become fanatic of what people are saying instead of searching in the scripture and going deep in the scripture. So let us return in Revelation 20 now. Let's read from the first verse. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid all on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil. You see, it's still the same with different titles. And bound him 1,000 here, he cast him unto the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nation no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. So you see, he's speaking about the witness. So one is the witness of Jesus, another is for the word of God. There are 2 different things. And if you go in the sixth seal in Revelation chapter 5, let us see it, then we continue. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 9, and they sang a new song. No, 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the soul of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they had. So here is written, for the testimony which they had. In the that is written differently. So here is written just for the testimony which they held. For their testimony which they held. I don't know how it's written in your Bible, as in the other translation is written, the testimony of the Lamb. That is wrong. But it should be the testimony. That's it. And verse 10 now. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and truth, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also they are and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. You see, here is talking about the martyrs, those who die, so the Jewish, and their soul was under the altar. Now let's go in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds, and people and tongues. How many? You see, how many people? Of all nations, kindreds, people and tongues. For this reason, he say, many are called, but few are elect. And stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Amen. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. And verse 13, And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And hence came them. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You see, you understand, it's a complete word. This is John. So now, these are the people you see in Revelation chapter 20. So it's testimony of the word of God and testimony of the Jesus, as we read in verse 4. The second part, which had not worshipped the beast, neither its image. So they refuse to adore the beast. So at the time that the Now the last part, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So they resurrected and they reigned with Christ 1,000 years, but they did not have the possibility to be raptured. So this is a peculiar blessing, or a peculiar a special grace. So they did not have possibility to take part of the Lamb Supper. So this they did not have it. And now verse, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. It's true, the resurrection has taken place. So for the elect, those who are sleeping, the dead on Christ, they went. So that is the resurrection. Those who were alive, they were just changed and they went straight without, they were not resurrected. But those who were sleeping, they resurrected. And the living one, they've been changed and they went to meet the Lord in the air. That is clear. That is precise. And it's something real. It's scriptural and is in the scripture. For this reason, then it's written here again. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. These are those who are before the throne, the servant, all included. This is the first resurrection. For this reason, in Matthew, I did not want to touch it on Wednesday, but now we can go back on Matthew. Matthew 25:31. For this reason, we are saying the anointment is to dwell, is to abide, because it gives us strength to accomplish perfectly the plan of God without reasoning. Without trying to make, but to work with God, because work is working with us, God is working with us, and he's working with his church. So under that anointment is a rest. For this reason, we have to be careful of the anointment, because if we are not careful, we are going to miss the rapture, and we are going to be ashamed, confused, as the foolish virgin. But we want to be the wise virgin. Amen. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Be careful. The Son of David who reigns for 1,000 years, for the millennium reign. The throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. He shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. In the translation Diodati is written small sheep. Now verse 34. Then the king, here is the key. The king say unto them on his right hand. If we go back in Revelation 20, in Revelation 20, we have already studied this topic or this subject with some here in the church. But as some brother asked it, we wanted to study it again a little bit. And Revelation 20 verse 16. 13, I believe. Verse 12. Let's see in Revelation chapter 1, Yahweh, the great Elohim, as we find here. Revelation chapter 1. Behold, verse 7. When he speaks about the elder of the days. Verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, and as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword. He's the judge. Here, he's not a king. It was not time yet. He was a judge here. For this reason, as Brother One used to say, talk about type to understand well. May God grant us grace to enter in that anointment for us to understand. Then, if not, some people we say is a false prophet, but it's not true. We have to enter under this anointment. He spoke once about the 13th apostle. What he wanted to say about it, when he was talking about the apostle of the nation, because Paul was not of the 12 apostles, but he'd been called separated from them. For this reason, there are some people having the false teaching today, talking about the 13th apostle. There is no. For this reason, if you do not enter in the right anointment or unction, when Brother Abraham took Matthew 25:31, talking about at the end in the white throne, it's true also in the white throne the Lord will divide those who are in the book of life and those who are not. It's true, but that is simply like a type, is a symbol, but it's not. There's no error, there's a mistake. May God help us to enter fully in the spirit, in the right spirit of the Word of God. If not, we start saying, he said that, another one says so. Brother Frank, correct the prophet. And how many times they said these things, such things, but it's not right. It never exists. For this reason, the anointment, for this reason, I'm pressing on it. The necessary anointment must remain or dwell in the midst of people of God, for them to be led by the Spirit of God. Because if they are led by themselves, we are going to reject the counsel of God. We are going to make it without effect. So for this reason, it's really necessary to be put back at our place, or to put things at their place. There is not the 13th apostle. For this reason, all the ministries are related one to another. Why? How can we say that's the minister of Brother Frank? How can we say that Brother Branham did a mistake? Or he was wrong about something? For this reason, we need the key. Because if you find that key, you dwell under the anointment of Christ and you find the truth. And the truth will go forth. And we say, thank you, Lord, for the answer that you gives me. It's not a man saying, I heard saying that I heard, but no, directly from God. That is just see the example of those who say, we want the king, we want to be controlled by him, and we let the king doing everything. The king will do everything for us. This is never been corrected, or it never been correct since Genesis. It never been the will of God, because he was among his people when they went out of Egypt. He was in the pillar of fire, leading them, speaking to them directly, as Moses, with Moses, face to face, mouth to mouth. They did not need a king. Moses was their prophet. It was like their king, because he was speaking directly with God. And today they don't want it. They don't accept it. And they put a king, and they all fell in the trap. May God help them to come out, because the foolish virgin, they need anointment. They need oil. They have to renew this lamp for them to arrive to the last step, to arrive at the point when the door will be opened. For this reason, in Revelation 20, we see that resurrection took place before the kingdom of the millennium kingdom on earth. Let us read Revelation chapter 11. Here is about the two witnesses. Let us read verse 9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead body 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead body to be put in graves. Those are the two olives. In we can find it in book of Zechariah chapter 4, I believe. They were for this reason we can say the spirit of Elijah came 5 times, the same spirit, the same anointment, the same leadership of God. I do not know how to say it. In different times, in different period, by the same spirit, the same position. And here in verse 9 is saying, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead body 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. 3 days and a half. And shall not suffer their dead body to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gift one to another. Also here, the prophetic word. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice of them and make merry, and shall send gift one to another. You see how they will continue with this in this time of peace and safety. You see this time? Because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life, when this period finished, of 3 years and a half finish, this period of safety or and peace, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. Hallelujah. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and from this time the great tribulation start. Hallelujah. Have you understood it? From this moment the great tribulation starts. We won't speak about it now. And in the earthquake was slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to God of heaven. The second hole is passed, and behold, the third hole cometh quickly. Verse 13 and 14. You see how everything was put at a place. And I return always in Revelation 19:11. The key is there. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he so clothed with a vesture deep in blood, because he fought already. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth got a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treaded the winepress. So he's coming as a king to establish the kingdom. And he treaded the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his tithe a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he comes to establish this millennium reign. For this reason, it's necessary that anointment to dwell. This first love is a continuous seeking. Why? Because the devil knows everything. We read other passages of the scriptures. We have half an hour still. The devil does everything. The devil does everything because he's seen that time is passing. Have you never tried to bruise the head of the serpent, of the snakes? Me, I tried already. I had a head under my feet, but under my hip. But the queue was still moving. So the devil does everything to take sons of God or children of God in his trap. Since the time that the Lord Jesus has said, dwell in Jerusalem till the promise of God of the Father comes upon you. Since that time, a lot of time has passed, and we have to be ready. We have to be prepared for that day, not to find us as a thief, to come upon us as a thief. Let us go back in John. Faith without obedience, it cannot be faith. Love of God. If I do have the love of God, I come back to what Brother Carmelo was saying. If I have the love of God in me, the love of God need faith, and faith goes with obedience. All of them are bind together. There's a connection between all these things. For this reason, it is written in Mark 16, those who will believe, they be baptized. So it's true that to believe, to be baptized, you must believe in that. You must accept it. So faith, you accept it by faith. And then you obey and you make yourself baptized. And as is written, the sign that will follow those who believe. So you must have faith first. You have to believe first. And then you have to obey to the commandment. Then miracles will come. Miracles, they never come before faith. They come after the obedience of faith. Miracles, they come after obedience of faith. As we see in the Old Testament with the servant of God or people of God, also in the New Testament, the same thing. Miracles, they cannot come without faith. It's true that there was a Cornelius the full plan of redemption was fulfilled in his life once, because obedience, faith, but baptism, the Holy Ghost, all. People start speaking in tongues. Then Peter came. Then he put in act. Can we stop Or can we avoid to baptize those who the Lord has already agreed or sealed? For this reason, miracle come after obedience. The one who believe, obey. You cannot say, I believe, then you do not obey. You see? For this reason, it's not just about making miracle or signs. For this reason, in John 14:16, you make, and you make greater works than what I've made. So they are coming after, when the anointment is in you or dwell in you, this anointment makes you to obey to the word of God. This anointment this anointment provokes the obedience, because God is in you, the Spirit is in you, the word is in you, and you cannot reject it. You say, yeah, Lord, you are right. I have to submit myself, I have to obey, I have to do it. You see? Then there's a movement of the Holy Spirit. And in the movement of the Holy Spirit, you see signs, you see wonders that will accompany or follow those who believe. It's a movement of the Holy Spirit. This is, thus say the scripture, is the truth. Because there must be a movement. And a movement comes with obedience. Anointment comes in these things. And in this movement, you can act conform or according to the word of God. Believe me, it's time to be ready. It's not time of preparation anymore. It's time to be ready. Because we do not know when the Lord will come or will return. But all things, they shows us all the things they show us that we are there. We can see that around us also. It's like a small tribulation. You are close in your house, you cannot go out, but thanks to be given to God, thanks to the Spirit, yes, prepare the technology so we can be connected, because he knew that this time had to come. For this reason, we have to lift up our head, because, and say, thank God, thank Lord, thank you Lord, for the redemption is near. We can say we are in the tribulation, we are confined, we are blocked. At that time, the first Christian, they could not go where they want, because they were persecuted with Nero. And today is a fine. If you go out, they give you a fine. If you have to bring back the past things today, it seems like this pestilence. We heard of Brother Gianfranco. He said, everything is possible. Faith goes beyond this. Faith has not to be just as an umbrella. Faith is faith. Faith gives you faith. We can see this thing, because we are in this situation. When I was saying, what can you do? But God, in a high cling, he can't stop it. As he permitted to be here, he can't stop it. And then men, they will be again free. As we heard it before, there's something that the Lord is doing, and it's necessary for us to learn the lesson. To learn the lesson. Hallelujah. Everything It's true that I said truly with all my heart, let us look at Christ, let us look at the promise that God made. I'm the one who heal you. I'll be with you every day. There are many promises. The promise that he made to Abraham is the same promise that he made to us. Also the promise we receive in this end time, with this end time message. I'm not down here something. That was in June 1933, when the Lord made a promise to Brother Branham. As John the Baptist came with the message to prepare the first coming, the message that you will preach will forerun the second coming. And many did not enter in. In Malachi 4, 5, 6, the heart of the son or the children back to the fathers. This is the promise of God. That's what God is doing now. This is the anointment. This is the right position of the believer, where me and you, we have to be found. May God strengthen us in faith. May God strengthen us in this anointment, because we receive it. We receive it. The message came and you accept it. The only thing that's to do, you have to do now, is to dwell in this anointment. To dwell. Hallelujah. Amen. You have not to let it go. Because if it goes, then we, that means we are going out. Then the devil or the enemy is going to capture us. I continue with 1 John 2. I will repeat once more this. 1 John 2. So verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that doeth righteousness. It's him. He's the only righteous. And we are unrighteous. He's the one doeth righteousness. The one who accept the blood of Christ, the one who submit himself to this authority, is justified. Hallelujah. Who that doeth righteousness is born of him. Let's take John chapter 15. This is an important word. If you go first in John chapter 7, we heard it already. We repeat also it. Brother Frank also he repeated. We read it often. John 7 verse, where is written? Verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, not as my thoughts, as what you want, but as the scripture had said, as the anointment of the scripture said. Hallelujah. Isn't it right? As the anointment of the scripture. He that believed on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which that they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. That's why he said in John 14, he has to go. If I do not go, I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. And he went, then he sent the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Isn't it? That's why, as is written, I have to believe as the scripture says, not according to my thought or to my thoughts, but as the scripture said. That's what the church has received. The church has received something wonderful. Those who dwelt in his word and his will, they dwelt eternally. Let us go back in John 15. I'll go back in John 15. This precious word, we are speaking a lot about dwelling. Now, in John 17, also speaking about dwelling. I wanted to read in John 15. I'm not down different scriptures. Also John 14, 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You see, still the anointment. And in John 15, verse 7, even a little bit above, we can read. Let's start in 5. I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruits. For without me, ye can do nothing. You have to dwell in this anointment, in obedience. Then the anointment comes. Then the anointment comes that obliges you to obey to the word of God, to submit yourself to the word of God, make compromise. This is, thus say the Lord, you are not to discuss, because your heart is under the anointment, under the Spirit. Are you there? You see, if a man abide not in me, verse 6, he is cast forth as a branch, and he is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Glory to God, glory to God. If you are of this anointment, you have to have this faith, you have to dwell in this faith. Ask to the Lord humbly, in simplicity, and the Lord will grant it to me. We all believe that with all our heart. Hallelujah. This is the truth. This is the word of God. And he cannot fail, but we have to enter him. We have to dwell in it. The word of today, help us. You see how I do not have words to thank the Lord in my heart when I hear that anointment liftings and breathing under this anointment is a great blessing, my friends. Is a great blessing. You cannot imagine. And how the devil is departing, he will depart from such a church. That is the prayer of the saint. It's necessary. We have to pray one for another. We have to dwell. We have to remain. How many words? How many verses? Matthew 3:10. There are many, many, many passages. For this reason, Matthew chapter 7. we did this in your name, we did this in your name, but there was not there. They were out of the plan of God. They were out of the body of Christ. For this reason, the Lord said, you are the servant of iniquity. I never know you. Because they did not enter in the plan of God. They reject the counsel. They reject the counsel of God towards them. Because they did not enter in the promise of God. This is the promise of God. Hallelujah. May God bless truly our heart. And may He strengthen it through the power of God. May He strengthen it. May He make it solid as blocked with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God. This is the truth, my friends. Still in John 15, let's see what John is saying. John 15, verse 8. Hear him, is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciple. Disciple, even the prophet was a disciple. Even Brother Frank is a disciple. A disciple is a servant. He's the one who continue to teach. He's the one who continue to learn from God, from the Spirit, through the Spirit. Is a continuous action of the anointment of God. For this reason, the devil is a. The devil is a he's smart. As the devil stops still. For this reason, he went to Eve and say, "Isn't it? Did God say so? Did God say so?" But here we continue in verse 8. So verse 9, as my Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. In 1 John 3:24, 1 John 4, there are a lot of passages that I've written down. So to dwell means to stay in, to remain in. If I dwell in my house, that I'm confined in my house. So we have to dwell in the Word of God. We have to dwell under this anointment, and we have to act according to the anointment that He gave us. We have not to act according to the anointment of a man, according to the Spirit. Through the Spirit, we receive the birth, and they are teaching that brought us, that we have received, that brought us in sins. But this time is finished. Let us read this passage in Ephesians chapter 2, then we'll conclude. Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2. I believe is here in Ephesians. Oh no, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened. So we have to go deep in each word. Every word that you hear, you have to go deeper in it. It's the Holy Spirit who wrote it through the hand of man. So every word, every letter in Aramaic is something that God something that man could not do, but God does it. Now, verse 18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So here we're speaking about spiritual things. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work or uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man true with his neighbor, for we are member one of another. You see, to God be the praises, glory, and honor. The Lord has visited us with the coming of this message. God visited his people. We were darkened. The age of Laodicea church was the last church where there was just a small light, a small shadow of light. As when Brother Branham drew it, there was just a small light that was there, and everything was darkened. But through this small light, God has done great things. God pulled his people. Then he put this light back in the candlestick for it to be to lighten and to bear fruits and to enter fully in the fullness of the promise of God. And we entered in, and God granted us grace. Hallelujah. To God glory, honor, and thanksgivings. May God bless you. May he strengthen us in these days of confinement that we have. For us to, may we speak always with him, and may his anointment dwell upon each one of us, small and big. We want to dwell. May God bless us. Hallelujah. Who want to thank the Lord? I'd like to see all of you. You can open your video camera, Brother Jeremiah, Brother Francesco, for us to appear all in the face of God. May God bless us all. Here is Jeremiah. Thanks to be given to the Lord. Who want to thank the Lord? Who feels like to bring forth the prayer to our God, our Savior Jesus Christ? Not just the same people. Do not be afraid. God gave us the anointment. The is written the saint. The only saint is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God gave this anointment. Thanks to be given to God. Thanks to be given to God. Also, Brother Bruno can pray. Someone can thank God. Brother Francesco, we pray. Brother Francesco, we pray. Let's bow down our head. Lord Jesus Christ, to you goes all the glory, Majesty, Heavenly Father. There is no other God beside you. You are the truth. You are righteousness. You are above all things. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you gave us this anointment. You have given us this truth, and we want to keep it. We want to keep it with all our heart, above all things, because that's anointment. This anointment makes us saint and gives us communion, fellowship with you. Lord, it's true that there's just one truth, and we do not want any lie to be in the church. We want just truth, and you granted us grace. We want to continue, all of us, to stay, to remain, or to dwell steadfast in faith and in grace. And we are grateful to you, Lord, each one of us, in our spirit, for us to be sealed in your thoughts, Heavenly Father, sealed in the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father. That's where we receive our blessing. We thank you for all of us, for our hearts to be steadfast. Not turn toward the past, but toward toward you. We want you to give us new lives. We won't look at our past, but we look at what you have promised and what you are doing for us every single day. And the blood of Jesus Christ, which was put upon the church, made wash us and make us white. You brought us here to have fellowship one to another, with another. It's true, Lord, that we are not physically present or together, but in spirit, through spirit, we are in communion with you. Thank you, Lord, because this truth makes us united. It's true that we have weaknesses as human beings, but you gave us your spirit, you gave us grace to dwell with you. Bless all of us, small and big, old, bless all the church in this saint and glorious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.